Psalm 98. I will sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing praise unto the Lord with the harp, and with the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of cornets. Make a joyful noise before Yahweh the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. That's the nations, they're represented by the sea, the world and all those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills, that's the nations again, be joyful together before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth. With righteousness will he judge the world and the people with justice. Well, this is ultimately talking about the coming of God in the form of Jesus. Not that Jesus is God, but he manifests God, and he's going to come and judge with righteousness and with justice, and all the things that have so hurt us in this life, all the injustice that was done, will finally be judged properly by the only person who can, and that's God through Jesus, because he alone knows the true motives and the true state of the heart of people. So this is an appeal to the whole world, people all over the world, to rejoice because, in a sense, Jesus is coming. And we are told to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. So this is the message that we tell them, that Jesus died and rose again and is coming again to judge justly. And those who believe, who are humble, will rejoice in that. So we needn't fear the coming of judgment. Oh dear, will I be saved or not? No, God will save us, and we look forward to that.